G'day and welcome to Syropod. I'm Glenn Paul. With the stampede to meet global demand for commodities, the importance of the mining industry to Australia's continuing economic growth has never been stronger. The outlook for Australia's mining industry over the next few years remains positive, due in part to continued strong demand from China and other Asian countries. Yet given Australia's natural resources are being depleted faster than new resources are being discovered, there is a real need for effective minerals exploration in Australia. Mineral deposits that were easy to discover have been found, so finding large new ore deposits that are economically viable is becoming increasingly difficult. That's why it's vital for CSIRO to continue developing new technologies to help find minerals masked by a thick cover of weathered rock, sediment and soil. Joining me in the studio to discuss science and innovation in mining is CSIRO Chief Executive Dr. Megan Clark. Now, Megan, you're no stranger to the mining industry. You were a mining geologist and senior executive with BHP Billiton prior to joining CSIRO, so you certainly have a good understanding of the subject. But from what I've just described there, what do you see as the main challenges facing the mining industry? Is it just a matter of mineral deposits being harder to find?
We're seeing increasing demand. At the same time, we're seeing a depletion of our resources, and it's getting harder to find new resources. This puts new challenges on our innovators. Firstly, to look undercover, and a very important issue for Australia, where we've got areas covered with sand, areas that are very weathered. How do we see under that? How do we use our geophysics? How do we use new ways of looking and seeing what's underneath to find new resources?
But that's only one part of it. There are other areas that need developing as well. What do you see those as being?
As we look to fuel this demand with depleting resources, of course, waste, minimising waste across the whole value chain becomes an issue. So whereas in the past we spent a lot of money investing in research on how to extract minerals from certain deposits on the processing side, now we're looking at optimising the entire value chain, all the way from taking rock out of the ground right to when it gets to the customer, wherever they are in the world. And this brings in our mathematicians, our statisticians, it brings in intelligent design. We're looking to automate and add robotics to the whole system, from both the mining to the conveying. We're putting automation on, for example, the loading areas at the port so that they can be monitored remotely from places like Perth. So a number of areas that are coming into our minerals and energy research that are quite new and pretty exciting.
Now, what of the megatrends? These have been covered in other podcasts that we've done, and as identified by CSIRO, one of those concluded that in the future, one of the most significant trends will be to deliver more from less resources to more people. What do you think the role of CSIRO will be in helping to achieve that end?
Well, some 40%, even more, of the research that we're doing right now across all of CSIRO and all of our sectors is actually connected to that particular trend, getting more for less out to more people. Certainly in the resources area, how do we get more commodities, more resources for less dollars into the demand that we see in the market? But we're seeing that trend in many areas as well, and particularly in the developing world, how do we get cheaper products of very high quality into the mass market that sits in the developing areas, particularly in India and elsewhere. So this is a trend that's going right across many sectors in CSIRO.
And that leads me then into the other megatrend that was identified that infers that the populations of OECD countries are ageing, while the poorer countries with high fertility rates won't have the resources to go around. And if that is the case, where will then Australia, with its ageing population, get the intellectual capacity and labour to deliver these resources to the rest of the world?
It is an issue for us getting our people resources and also lifting our productivity. Of course, for a nation like Australia, that means using our whole population. You know, half our population are women. And so making sure that we're using all of our resources and also attracting the brightest and best from around the world to come to Australia, something we're doing at CSIRO, making that sure that our postdocs and our PhD students are coming from the best quality we can attract around the world.
And so how do you think that you could encourage more women to take up science initially?
We know when we look at the progression of women in science that we attract equal numbers at the very early stages. We certainly have now progressed to many of our courses at a university have, you know, very similar numbers of women and men. That's not where we're seeing the issue. Where we are seeing is keeping